off. Audio 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Audio. Okay. This net is directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Thanks to Joe, W5BSA. We're on the 145.19 repeater in West Houston. PL tone is 123.0. And we're also now on the 442.5 repeater in Katy with its links to other repeaters and AMSAT Talk Group 98006 on DMR, YSF Fusion 11689, and the All-Star Node 572580, and Echolink is star AMSAT star. So I will now take local check-ins.
Kilo Delta 5, Papa, Quebec, Juliet, Herbert.
Whiskey, Delta 5, Juliet, Romeo, Delta, WD5, JRD, Carl, Jersey Village.
Okay, thanks guys for hanging in there with us. Nothing like having to reboot the machine in the last 2 minutes before the net starts. We got Herbert, KD5PQJ, and we've got Carl, WD5JRD. Of course, Herbert's over there in West Houston, and Carl is in Northwest Houston over there in Jersey Village. Good evening, you guys. We got anybody else out there? Okay, well, we're going to start with some South Texas Balloon Launch Team information here. We did get an update from Walter, K5WH. And first of all, he says, Happy Tax Day, so we can't forget that. Oh, yeah, my taxes have been done. Check's been mailed in ever since yesterday. So, well, we're good there. All right, let's see. She says, update for Tuesday, 4/15/2025. We now have so many balloons in the air that it's getting really tricky to keep up with them all. Okay, we've got KG5BBF-140, which was the balloon transmitting on Appers on 2 meters, or BLT-140. It's completed 2 trips around the world. It's now just passing Hawaii, trying to complete its third. And then we've got AB5SS-143, or BLT-143. It's also completed 3 trips around. It's now back over the Atlantic on its 4th trip. So out of this group, it's the one definitely that's in the lead. Of course, both of those were launched from the Greater Houston Hamfest. So we got good launches there, and really nice trips out of these balloons. So we're going to keep following them. We've got AB5SS-145, or BLT-145. It's completed its 2nd trip around, now working on its 3rd trip, and it's also now out over the Atlantic. Okay, then we've got K5WH-15, which became BLT-148. It says it's awake over Turkey after an entertaining trip over Russia and the Ukraine. This is the maiden flight from the U.S. for the new HackTrack 2B Appers unit that's about two-thirds the size of a AAA battery. Nice and tiny, super small. All right, we've got some newer ones. We've got K5WH-12, or BLT-149, was launched earlier in the week, but it appears to have had a premature balloon failure as it went out over Galveston. Another HackTrack tracker has been prepared while Finn is here, and then they launched Wednesday morning, relaunched again, but had yet another balloon failure.
BL-123.
Okay, and keeping Sven busy, and Walter 2, then they went with AF5LI-12, or BLT-152, was launched about midnight with a battery so we could try a night flight, and it's already out past Florida. This has solar panels for the day and battery at night, so endless communications when it can be received by a station. So that's an improvement over the ones that have been going up lately with no batteries and just the solar cells, so they're only viewable there and communicating during the daytime. Okay, then we get to K5WH-9, or BLT-153, was launched with the camera and gave us some incredible pictures as it drifted out over Galveston Island and the seawall. It's well out in the Gulf still, so maybe another day or two before it is in range of a reporting station. Still some troubleshooting, trying to duplicate and resolve the early camera failures. Just so hard to get a $5 camera to perform as well as a good old Nikon. Have not heard from this one for a couple of days, but it could be out over the Atlantic still. All right, then AF5F14, or BLT-154, was launched about 10 p.m. at night, also with a battery and solar cells, and spent the entire overnight circling over Houston. Then there's W5HRH-15, there's Rudy's call, or BLT-155, was launched Monday night at 10 p.m. as well, with the battery also. Just started to be picked up in Florida. It appears to be out over in the Atlantic now. And then we've got K5ENG-15, which is Charlie's call, or BLT-156, was launched on Monday night at 10 p.m. This one also has a battery for night coverage. Looks like it failed as it was near Galveston. Another tracker is being assembled to send up a replacement. The current count is 9 balloons launched in 7 days and more to go. So lots of activity, and we appreciate that coming out of Walter, K5WH. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmTratNet. And let's see here, we want to remind everybody you can call and check into the net by calling 713-467-9870. You can send a quick APRS message to WV5Y or West Virginia 5 Yankee, no dashes, no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And you can also send that email to wv5y@comcast.net. Okay, the South Texas Balloon Launch Team does hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's usually at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then they have a Zoom meeting at 8 p.m., and everybody can participate or get updates if they want to find out what's going on with the team. And that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. So we appreciate that coming from Walter. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. We want to remind everybody you can call and make a quick phone check into the net by calling 713-467-9870. All right, let's see. The AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports and activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And you can go over to www.amsat.org. They publish news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So if you have any amateur satellite news or reports, you can send them to ans-editor@amsat.org. Okay, and if you want to get the AMSAT News Service bulletins in your inbox, you can join the ANS list. You go to mailman.amsat.org/pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org, and then just put in your email address, and you'll start getting the copies. All right, looks like the Fram to Ham mission was a success. According to our education partner, ARIS, the Framonauts are back on Earth after a groundbreaking mission and ham radio event. The ARIS STEM contest team's submission deadline for participants to submit their contest entries was April the 17th, 2025. So there's still a couple days left on that one. And it says more than 110 STEM team submissions were received, along with 1,100 general submissions to the gallery. Once contest submissions are complete, ARIS will share when the gallery images are live. That is then your opportunity to start sharing your personal image SSTV captures on social media. And as with any experiment, there are and have been many lessons learned. ARIS seeks feedback from participants. A shortwave listener, SWL, Rizward Kowalski, on April the 7th, 2025, posted a professional quality framed collection of photos received during the Fram to Ham SSTV experiment. For details, you can just go to Fram, F-R-A-M, the number 2, H-A-M, .com. And Kowalski has been a member of AMSAT since January 21st, 2020. Okay, and the photos captured during the April 1st through 4th, 2025 were posted on the AMSAT Facebook group. You can view the collection at facebook.com. Oh, this is a really long one. You can just go over to amsatnet.com, and Bruce has these links there in a document there available on the front page. So we appreciate him doing that for us. And, of course, you can also just go to Facebook and just do a search on the AMSAT Facebook group, and you can look at it that way, too. And in another attention-worthy AMSAT Facebook group post, Mattis Nemec, OM25ISS administrator, on April 6, 2025, posted a set of photos and information regarding a day in space event at the University of Prešov in Slovakia. See, there's another long one. Go to facebook.com, and there's a video of the day-long STEM-oriented activity, and that can be found at YouTube. So you can go to youtube.com/live/M3TRP9YKIQO?featureequals shared. And we appreciate Bruce making these posts available on our website. And we want to thank ARIS and David Vine, WA1EAW, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Well, let's see, we're, of course, a little bit past quarter past the hour, but we're going to go ahead and take a standby now, and we're going to see who we've got checking in via some of our other means here. All right, we have
haven't heard from Charlie. We're going to have to ring his bell and find out how he's doing. And with that last balloon that went up there with his call sign on there. So pretty neat stuff. So we'll be keeping a good eye on that one. And, of course, he's over there in West Houston. And we got Dale, WD0AK, up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. And, of course, he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So sometimes we do have technical issues. It's pretty obvious. And so sometimes he helps us out with that. And then we've got Vern, WA0RCR. He's out there in Wentzville, Missouri. And, of course, thanks to him, he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz. Full carrier AM, as Vern likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate him putting us on the top band. And let's see, we've got Kai in 6ZZO out there. He's in McKinleyville, California. He's one of our podcast listeners, and he usually calls and checks in on Wednesdays. So we appreciate that. And then, let's see, guess we don't have any check-ins, it looks like, from APRS. Let's see, from IRC, the Internet Relay Chat System.
PL-123.
So we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, and Bob, KAWX. Okay, then let's see, from Echolink, we've got Bob, K9OIM, good evening to him. Hello to Mitch, 80HJ in Jackson, Minnesota. And of course, thanks to Mitch, you can participate in the Wednesday night AMSATnet that takes place on DMR at 9 p.m. Central. And, so Mitch does that on DMR. It's on the DMR talk group of AMSAT, which is 98006. It's on YSF Fusion. It's 11689 on the 442.5 repeater here in Katy now. And lots of other connected means. So we appreciate Mitch putting on that AMSAT net there on Wednesday nights. Okay, we want to say hello to Indoff, N6UTZ. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And we got Bruce up there in Roman Forest, KK5DO. Of course, he's our website aficionado. Does our website at amsatnet.com. And also is the AMSAT awards guy. So if you'd like to find out how to get awards for making satellite contacts, including your first one, there's info on that over at amsatnet.com. And then he's got more of that over on amsat.org. And also you can find out the status of the satellites, the frequencies they're operating on, information about the symposium, which is going to be in Phoenix, Arizona this year. And then there's also the store, and you can buy satellite antennas. Okay, good evening to Damien, AG9P in Oconto, Wisconsin. We've got K6AGW, and also hello to Walter, K5WH. Okay, this is Marty, WP5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. The 2025 President's Club coins have arrived, celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. You can help support Golf and the Fox Plus project. You can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. The URL is www.amsat.org/join-the-amsat-presidents-club. Okay, we've got a ISS SSTV event here that's been going on, and I guess it's just wrapping up. Let's see, it started April the 11th and running through the 16th. The ISS SSTV Humans in Space. April 12th is the International Day of Human Space Flight. So, what better theme for the April 11th through 16th slow scan TV transmissions? Okay, they started on Friday, April the 11th at 1700 GMT, and they end on Wednesday, April the 16th at 1430 GMT. So, looks like there's a little bit of time left. Let's see, the frequency is 800 megahertz FM, plus or minus 3.5 kilohertz Doppler shift. And then the SSTV mode is PD120, which is the transmission cycle of 2 minutes on and 2 minutes off. Amateurs are invited to upload decoded images in the AIRS gallery, Area Series 26, Humans in Space, at https://ARIS-USA.org/ARIS_SSTV. Once submitted, click on the dedicated button that enables application for the official ARIS SSTV award. Alright, the ARIS QSL can also be requested by contacting the European QSL Bureau, and that's www.ARIS-EU.org/index.php/ARIS-station/European-QSL-Bureau. To support everyone interested in such events, the European Space Agency released tutorials about how to receive pictures transmitted over amateur radio by the International Space Station, and you can find that. Okay, see, they're over at ISSFanClub.eu/2024/11/08/ESA-tips-house-to-get-pictures-from-me-international-space-station-via-amateur-radio-2, the number 2. It's always possible to receive the ISS SSTV signal by using the web SDR at the Goonhilly Earth Station. The audio can then be fed into your PC or smartphone SSTV app. And you can get that off the web by just going over to https://vhf-goonhilly, that's G-O-O-N-H-I-L-L-Y, .batc.org.uk. Okay, and you can also follow at ARIS_INTL on X for official updates, since changes can occur. And a reminder, the images are sent on a roughly 2 minutes off schedule, so if nothing is heard, give it 2 minutes. And many FM rigs can be switched between wide and narrow deviation FM filters. For best results, you should select the filter for wider deviation FM. And if you're using a handheld, most handhelds have a single wide filter already fitted as standard. Predictions for ISS pastimes are available at www.amsat.org/track, T-R-A-C-K, and useful information on receiving the pictures and links for apps to display the pictures can be found at amsat-uk.org/beginners/ISS-SSTV. And we'll thank AMSAT UK for that information.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, AMSATnet. The OpenGD77 handheld radio firmware aids FM satellite operating. All right, I guess it's official now because it's in an article in QST. And that's the April 2025 issue. Pages 35 and 36 provides an overview of an available open source firmware for handheld radios. According to the article, the free firmware can provide some models of analog FM and DMR capable radios with satellite capability, including screens showing a polar view graphic, satellite individual predictions, a satellite alarm, and the ability to upload KEPS data into the radio. Walter showed us one of those radios doing that stuff over at the Greater Houston Ham Fest. That's amazing what all they can put in a HT nowadays. You can do it all right there without having to have your cell phone and your laptop and any other stuff handy. Let's see.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
DL-123. Okay, let's see. We've got a link here. The April 2025 QST issue can be found at edition.pagesuit.com/get_image.aspx?W=280A you can get this over at amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce. Boy, some of these URLs are getting long. Okay, but, you know, when you get those things doing the Doppler tuning and the AOS and LOS information right there in your handy-talkie, then makes things a lot easier there. Let's see, ARRL members can access QST's supplementary materials, which are available at www.arrl.org/QST-in-depth, D-E-P-T-H. Okay, and then, of course, everybody's savior these days. Several YouTube videos about the firmware are live, including how to create a code plug for programming a handheld with GD77 firmware. This unique firmware was introduced several years ago. The GD77 firmware also includes a number of enhancements, including easier DMR-related functions. Recent discussion on OpenGD77 was heard via the CSRA Multimode TechNet from several satisfied users. Okay, of course we've got a URL. Information about the net is available on their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/groups/, oh, this is an easy short one, 113-835-739-66-3429. The firmware is now available for use in some models of Radiodity, Baofeng, and TYT model radios, and have been successfully used on an Anytone 878UV2 Plus handheld. And I think that's what Walter showed us, was an Anytone 878. Okay, they've got, a GD77 user guide available at github.com. And a forum is available at www.opengd77.com. The developer's site includes this caution statement. Firmware license forbids any form of commercial use of the firmware binary or the source code. Installing the firmware onto the radio will invalidate all FCC certifications and those of other countries' licensing bodies. However, it is usually possible to back up and restore the original radio firmware. Okay, we want to thank QST and David Vine, WA1EAW, for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. So you modify your radio, you play around with it. If anybody complains, then you nuke it back the way it was when it originally came. And then you say, oh, it wasn't me. I guess that's what... Okay, let's see. Hey, do you need any satellite antennas? You can purchase an M2 Leo pack from the AmSat store. And when you purchase through AmSat, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. So we're running everything a little bit behind tonight, but we're going to take a standby and see if we have any late local check-ins. So any late local check-ins, come now. Okay, we've got an update about Hades ICM. Hades ICM was deployed last Monday, March 31st at 7:37 UTC from OTV Ion SCV 017. Telemetry data shows the satellite is in good condition. The satellite has already accepted commands and now is undergoing a testing phase. The final TLE is not yet available, but you can use this one, and the source is over at SatDogs. So we've got it printed here, Hades ICM KEPS. You can go to the front page of the AmSat.org website and click on AmSat News Service Bulletin number 103 and just scroll down, and you can cut and paste the KEPS info right out of this web page there if you'd like to. The repeater will not be active until we have its final TLE and the satellite has been fully checked, and this can take several weeks. Okay, the same software as for Hades R can be used for demodulating and decoding from the satellite, and recommended Andy's sound modem. And ANS thanks Felix Paez, AE4GQS, AmSat EA Principal Project Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSatNet. A new breed of satellite and space-focused makers is emerging. Several threads have come together pointing to a new breed of space-oriented individual who may be attracted to amateur radio. Exploding interest in inexpensive small board computers, or SBC, satellite-specific firmware for handhelds, 3D-printed parts for satellite antennas, and soda can-sized satellites, and makers using small board computers. According to Wikipedia, maker culture is a contemporary subculture representing a technology-based extension of do-it-yourself culture that intersects with hardware-oriented parts of hacker culture and reveals in the creation of new devices as well as tinkering with existing ones. Boy, it seems like more and more of these senses come from AI, it seems like. Okay, but we've got, let's see, en.wikipedia.org/wiki/maker_culture to find out more about maker culture. Okay, this ease of coming up with parts by hacking and doing it yourself, taken as a whole, this points in the direction from which new hands, especially students and young adults, may arise. This article is the first of a series about makers as potential recruits for amateur radio clubs. To learn more about makers, simply go to YouTube. YouTube is an abundant source of maker videos, with some produced by satellite-oriented radio amateurs and others. All right, we got to check it off the phone line there. Hot. From Andrew, KC5LWY. He's down there in Galveston. So appreciate him calling and checking in there.
BL-123.
Okay, you may recall that the 3D printed components in the Raspberry Pi, the RPI SBCs, have been key components of many recent AMSAT projects. The Raspberry Pi is often the SBC of choice, especially in severely volume-restricted CubeSats. For example, the AMSAT CubeSat Sim Volume 1.3 hardware, including two Raspberry Pi SBCs and four matching cameras. Excellent overview of AMSAT education with the CubeSat Simulator Project sessions were presented by Alan Johnston, KU2Y, the CubeSat Sim creator. Another session, Integration of the AMSAT CubeSat Simulator for Education and Research, was presented by Rachel Jones, KO4HLC. Okay, you can learn more about the CubeSat Sim over at CubeSatSim.com. Also, members may download any of the 1986 to 2024 AMSAT Symposium Proceedings, and that's at launch.amsat.org/proceedings. Non-members who join AMSAT may download the 184-page proceedings and utilize all other AMSAT information and member services. You can just go to launch.amsat.org/membership. To track young adults, amateur radio clubs may want to consider acquiring 3D printers for shared use in member projects. Also, widely publicized activities using SBCs and open source software can attract fresh participants to clubs. All right, we'll be covering more topics about makers and means of attracting them to amateur radio clubs in following issues of the AMSAT News Weekly Bulletin. And we want to thank David Vine, WA1EAW, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat net. Let's see, once again, we want to remind everybody that you can call and check into the net by calling 713-467-9870. You can also send an APRS message to WV5Y, that's West Virginia 5 Yankee, no dashes, no numbers. And the email, once again, it's WV5Y@comcast.net. Okay, we've got AJ7CY, Ted, who's joined us on Echo Link. So good evening to him, and thanks for checking in there to the net. All right, your story is needed. The AmSat News Service weekly bulletins and the bi-monthly AmSat Journal editors are always seeking fresh amateur satellite news and information. We need your input, including new tips. Send them to ans-editors@amsat.org. AmSat volunteer editors sometimes lack important news about domestic and international amateur satellite events and activities, club presentations, amateur satellite-related projects, etc. Send info or other articles about it to that above address, which is ans-editors@amsat.org. Have you taken part in or conducted an interesting amateur satellite-oriented activity? Do you present talks and presentations about amateur satellites and closely related topics? Do you participate in amateur satellite-oriented nets? Would you like others to know about it? If so, tell us about it via ans-amsat.org. Okay, they say, are you experienced as a writer, presenter, or have other space or satellite-related skills you'd like to share with AmSat members and others worldwide? If so, reach out to us via the email address and let us know what you'd like to write about. There are no paid staff personnel employed by AmSat Publications. The organization relies on volunteers and financial donations from people worldwide who support AmSat in many different ways. If you are reading this note, you are interested in keeping amateur radio in space and space-oriented education for students, young people, as well as adults. Thank you for reading this note, and we hope to hear from you soon. Okay, once again, that URL is ans-editors@amsat.org. Okay, the AmSat Remove Before Flight key tags are now available. And yes, they are the real thing. They say Remove Before Flight on one side. They got the AmSat logo, and they're nice and bright, colorful, red, white lettering. Your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite, and it includes first-class postage. Sorry, that's for U.S. addresses only. That you can order today by going to amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSat Net. We got some Tevil satellites that disappeared, but now we've got some Tevil 2 satellites that are coming back. So we do have some changes to the AmSat North America TLE distribution.
W5BSA repeater.
Two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPS in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. And you can just do a weekly update, and it's completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. You can find more info over at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, the following satellite has been removed from this week's TLE distribution. It was short and sweet, but it was nice while it happened. And that was Dragon Fram 2, NORAD catalog ID 63427, had a splashdown of 1619 on the 4th of April, 2025. And the Fram to Ham provisional CAT ID 990,000 experiment terminated at 08-4250 on April the 4th, 2025. Okay, then we got some new ones here. The following satellites have been added to this week's AMSAT TLE distribution. And we've got Tevel 2-1 through Tevel 2-9. And 2-1 is NORAD catalog ID 63217. Tevel 2-2, NORAD catalog ID 63218. Tevel 2-3, 63219. Tevel 2-4, 63213. Tevel 2-5, NORAD catalog ID 63214. And then 2-6 is 63215. 2-7 is 63239. 2-8 is 63237, and 2-9 is 63238.
DL-123.
Please note that 2/3 line elements, as in TLE or 3LE sets for spacecraft launch in the near future, will not be available, and new formats will be used instead. The essence of the problem is that the U.S. Space Force is running out of numbers to catalog new satellites. And you can see celestrack.org/NORAD/documentation/gp-data-formats.php for details. AMSAT will continue to disseminate TLE for satellites currently in orbit indefinitely, as we do now, but we seek comments regarding the best way to support the amateur satellites of the future. For example, is there any need to augment the weekly email with a new list in one or more of the new formats, or is online access via www.celestrack.org or www.amsat.org sufficient? Please send your comments using the form at www.amsat.org/webmaster-contact. All right, and of course that's on the AMSAT website. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, on the Houston AMSAT Net. For the first time since they returned to Earth on a Crew Dragon vehicle several weeks ago, NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, KD5PLB, participated in a news conference on Monday, March the 31st at the Johnson Space Center in Houston. Afterward, they spent hours conducting short 10-minute interviews with reporters from around the world, describing their mission to test Boeing's Starliner spacecraft on the vehicle's first crude, which launched on June the 5th, 2024, for a planned 10 days. After Starliner separated from the Atlas V rocket, Williams and Wilmore performed several maneuvering tests and put the vehicle through its paces. Starliner performed exceptionally well during these initial tests on day one. More so, even than launch or landing, the most challenging part of this mission, which would stress Starliner's handling capabilities as well as its navigation system, would come as it approached the orbiting laboratory. That's when trouble started, as several thrusters began to fail. Wilmore had to take manual control of the vehicle, but even more thruster failures ensued. Essentially, Wilmore could not fully control Starliner any longer, but simply abandoning the docking attempt was not a palatable solution. Just as the thrusters were needed to control the vehicle during the docking process, they were also necessary to position Starliner for its deorbit burn and re-entry to Earth's atmosphere. So Wilmore had to contemplate whether it was riskier to approach the space station or try to fly back to Earth. Williams was worrying about the same thing. Wilmore said, "We knew that they, Mission Control, were working really hard to be able to keep communications with us and then we'll be able to send commands. We were both thinking, what if we lose communications with the ground?" Thankfully, these folks are heroes, and please print this. What do heroes look like? Well, heroes put their tank on, and they run into a fiery building, pull people out of it. That's a hero. Heroes also sit in their cubicles for decades, studying their systems and knowing their systems front and back. And when there is no time to assess the situation and go and talk to people and ask, "What do you think?" they know their system so well that they come up with a plan on the fly. That is a hero, and there are several of them in Mission Control. Okay, for the full article, you can go to bit.ly/3xxocna. And we'll say thanks to Eric Berger, writing for ARS Technica, for that information. Okay, coming in 2025 is the SDR Gen 2, and it's got 144 megahertz through 6 gigahertz continuous coverage, direct VHF, UHF, 900 megahertz, LS, and C-band ops. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. And it is built to fly on the Fox Plus and the Golf missions. SpaceX static-fired Super Heavy Booster 14 that had previously flown and returned on Flight 7 ahead of Starship Flight 9, with 29 of its 33 engines being flight-proof, will be the first reuse for the Starship system. And ANS thanks to Orbital Index for that information. And, of course, we've been following Katy Perry and that group there that went up on the Blue Origin flight. And so I'm sure we'll have more information on that maybe next week. So you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. In addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate, and post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. and memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info at AMSAT.org for additional membership info. 7-3, remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Mark Johns, K0JM, and David Vine, WA1EAW. And that's mjohns at amsat.org. Okay, well, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSat Net. Sorry we had some technical difficulties there in the very beginning. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So have a happy Easter, and stay safe. Play with those radios. Make lots of satellite contacts from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston. We say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSat Net.